What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Loud out. What do you got?
All right. We can all agree that delivery drivers have saved us, right? I'm addicted to Amazon, and if it wasn't for Amazon and the delivery drivers, I don't know what I would do. A lot of you guys talk about Uber Eats and Postmates and all these services that you guys use. So I read an interesting article that said, you know, unfortunately, things go missing or food is tampered with, but that's not the one that really got to me. The one that got to me is that one in every four drivers has fun or sex, you know, in their car while they're delivering. So while they're on the clock, they're also delivering other things.
Hold on. The fact that you tried to hide that for exactly 1 second.
Yeah.
And just
it's
bailed,
pretty funny.
Had fun or sex.
I mean, you know.
Like, couldn't get through it. That was funny. So one in four?
Yeah. Wow. One in four. You know, and I was like, okay, because look, full disclaimer, I've had packages come to me and I'm like, yo.
Look out.
There's some stuff on there. And I'm like, that's weird. Like, you know, there's nothing supposed to be on my package. It's like a table or something. So I'm like, whoa.
Package Twitter is having
you know what I'm saying? Like, this is crazy. Like, this is why there may still be some stuff on your package that you don't want.
This is why I don't use those services anymore.
You're just saying. You know, I'm just saying, like, I got an Amazon package once, and I'm like, yo, there's no liquid in this. Like, what's happening?
What are we doing?
I'm just saying. I actually sent that back. But according to this survey conducted by Circuit, you know, they surveyed 564 delivery drivers.
Mm-hmm.
69 of them were food delivery, and the rest were other
cream. Well played. I'd love to get the splits on this, George.
So anyway, 69 of them, nice, yes. were delivery
yeah.
drivers,
yes.
were
and
food
the
drivers.
And the rest were for other carriers and stuff yeah. like that. But I know we have a lot of delivery.
Listeners,
you
yeah.
know? Yeah, they yeah. deliver UPS, FedEx, and others. I was wondering if any of them would admit to hooking up while they're on the job.
877-710-ESPN.
Yeah, you don't have to use your real name.
No.
Please
no.
don't.
Please, yeah. We're not trying to get you fired.
Your mama
yeah.
might be listening. You don't want yeah. her to know.
Don't use your real name, but tell us what the deal is. By the
crazy.
Way, did you see Cap send us a picture? Like he's, 30,000 feet in the air or heading 30,000 feet in the air. He took a picture of downtown L.A.
I mean.
He says, I'm looking for you. Yes. Right. Okay.
This guy. Okay, so I have somebody in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust tweet us. It says, whatever Laura just said is false. I'm a UPS driver and this is absolutely false. Thanks for that, though.
How is that absolutely? How would he know?
Because he's a – well, maybe he doesn't do it in his. But,
yeah.
I mean, UPS is also hard, I feel like.
Yo, but some UPS drivers, they wear that uniform real good. I'm just saying.
Here we go.
We're in a whole other
– I'm just saying. Like
hard deliveries, packages. There's a
yeah,
lot
I
going
would also
on
say the UPS truck doesn't have – like, it has more open
– What?
Like, more views. more ways you can view inside the truck, right? Like, because there's no door. You know what I mean? So like, you can see inside the truck.
Sightlines, yes.
You yeah. know who would be the perfect one? Like those Amazon vans that have
yeah,
no
the
windows,
vans, the Amazon
right?
van.
Hook it up. Yeah. This happened yeah. like 3 months ago.
I
some
know.
Dude got fired.
Because
he got
yeah.
caught.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Delivering
if the
too van
many,
is a rockin', don't come a knockin'.
Delivering too many packages in the backyard, you know?
Yeah. yeah.
Anyway, I can't
All
believe
right, that is what you need to know. And be careful with your packages.
And your UPS stuff, too.
Yeah. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Okay, so Kyrie Irving.
Your boy.
Did a story. Not my boy. did a story with The Athletic. And he's basically saying, quote, basketball to me is only a job. Now, I'm going to. You and I have been in this business for a long time.
Correct.
We've been around a lot of athletes.
Yeah.
I would say that there is a decent percentage. Now, I'm not saying it's all of them. It's not all athletes, okay? But there is a decent percentage of athletes, and it's not even a majority, okay? But there is a certain percentage of athletes that are literally in it for the money. Like, I don't think anyone is all that surprised that they just look at it as employment.
At the pro level, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think that that's actually – I hate to burst you all's bubbles, listeners. There is a plurality that is larger than most people want to believe. That is that percentage, George,
yeah.
I would say.
I would say at the very least a quarter of players.
Oh, very least.
That's
yeah.
a floor.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, and I think also
And that's across all sports.
I would agree with that. And this is where this gets a little messy for guys like Kyrie, because I don't think that the reasons why Kyrie looks at it as just a job are the same reasons that guys who, frankly, aren't as talented look at it for the same reasons. You know what I'm saying? If you're somebody that's played in the league 10 years, we'll take the NFL, not that guys play 10 years a lot, but you're looking at it as a job because it's what you're best at. And it's not necessarily what you love the most. And I think Kyrie really likes basketball. I just don't think he likes the NBA that much.
So let me give you a story, okay? When I was in Miami, I covered Ricky Williams, okay?
Yeah.
When he was with the Dolphins.
Running back, and Texas, Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, I mean, very huge cannabis business person.
Connoisseur
and business person, you know, these days. So I am... Funchy's telling me there's people on the line. I'm going to get
a lot of delivery drivers on the line. Oh, want to say something?
Okay, you know what?
Ricky Williams. Let's
I'll get to the Ricky Williams story in a second. Yeah. Let's go to the delivery drivers. Let's just call you driver number one. Go ahead, driver number one.
Hey. Hello?
Hey.
This is Thomas from Gardena.
Hey, how you doing today? Thomas from Gardena. I don't care about, you know, people know what to like.
Okay.
All right.
I do DoorDash part-time, and I mean, I wish that I'd get my wife to come with me and, you know, get some extracurriculars going on during the delivery. The best I can get her to do is, like, drive while I toke up. Like, that's all I can
do.
So, yeah, and whoever's doing that, I wish they would teach me to get it done, for real.
That's not what we're talking about, though. We're not talking about bringing your betrothed along for the ride. We're talking about finding and sampling new flavors are at.
Let's just call it what it is. Strange.
Yep. Doctor Strange appearing in movie theaters coming
everywhere
out this Friday.
All right, Jason and Downey. Jason Downey is a mailman, if I recall correctly. Jason, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. So it was not me. My beautiful pregnant wife.
Yeah, he got the wife. Sure, you got to be careful. Sure. We got to be careful.
He's a friend.
Recently married, okay?
Mrs. Jason and Downey could be listening. It was not Jason.
Right.
Recently married.
But I'm a trainer, and I had a really good carrier. He's really good, kicking butt. He was walked out a few weeks ago, and they had to bring me in, and they were asking me just about him. I go, what happened? So basically, on Sundays, the post office delivers straight Amazon, so it's a little bit more lax, and you have the bigger, they're called the ProMasters. They look like vans.
Yeah.
He had a little honey meet up with him at the mall in Downey, Stonewood Mall.
Downey!
apparently, he was, I don't know if they came from Acapulco or what. It's not in Acapulco. But, you know, I won't even put that behind him. But, yeah, homeboy was caught. He was idle for too long, and security said, we saw someone coming out with him. And he admitted to everything.
Wow. He was idle for too long.
This is why I love Downey, because people get down and Downey, man. You know what I mean?
These are facts.
How do you get hemmed up being idle for too long? Like, what? I mean, that's a whole other story about work discussions. But, like, I feel like you've got to find a way. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, what did you say, boss? Boss wasn't idling. Yeah. All right? I was doing everything other than idling.
Yeah.
All right? That's why we're here. Man.
Let's go to Ricky in West Covina. Ricky, what do you got?
So, guys,
hey.
No, I'm an Amazon driver, and I used to work at this different spot called Hanson in Azusa, and they had no GPS, no cameras, nothing. So my girlfriend, now my wife at the time, of course, when my van was empty, my deliveries were done, I'd go scoop her up, and we'll have fun in the back seat. But on Amazon, it's just impossible.
Yeah.
I work for Amazon, and they have cameras in the front. Dashboard, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And it's impossible. If you're not delivering a package in 10 minutes, they'll call you up, where you at. So for us Amazon drivers, it's impossible to do that.
Okay, Ricky, I have a question for you quickly. How much did your lady actually like this versus how much you liked it?
Oh, it was mostly her idea at the time. She wanted it. Yeah.
Let's go, ladies. Get your freak on.
Ain't nothing wrong with a quickie, okay? I'm just saying.
She said, do you have any time, like, between your deliveries? I said, yeah, as soon as I'm done my deliveries, I have no GPS, no camera, no tracker. I don't really call you. I scooped her up. We found this nice little park.
Oh, my God.
We do it real quick because you know how it is with the police out here.
I mean, not neither confirm nor deny that statement, but you know.
Went back to the job, took my lunch, and everything was good.
Wow. I love
it. All right, man. All right, Ricky. That's appreciate great. You.
He don't subscribe to Kaplan's tracking services, you know?
No, right. Exactly.
I know. Kaplan's location. Jeez.
Oh, that's
you, did I tell you the story he tried to share his location with me?
What?
Yeah.
He did, but I didn't know until he stopped sharing his, because there was not like a notification that he was trying to share his
it
location.
It was sort of an opt-in and you figured it out?
It was he stopped sharing his location. I was like, oh.
I don't ever want to know where Kaplan is unless he's right in front of my face.
Well, he was in Torrance, so that's why he hit me up. Okay. And then he texts me. He's like, didn't you see I shared my location? And I'm like, no. And then when he stopped, it showed that he stopped. I'm like,
listen, Cap looked great yesterday. He looked like
put together.
Exactly. Yeah, he looked like somebody who wasn't going for anything, just knew how to dress for an event and for a function. Patterned shirt, connected, what is it called? Pocket square.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even pull it out of the pocket because it's connected, you know, one of those deals.
Like the little king.
Yeah, exactly. And it was great. He looked good.
I love it. Well, let me finish this Ricky Williams story about Kyrie, right? So Kyrie's saying that basketball is just a job. And you and I have talked about, at the very least, a quarter of athletes view it as a job. And that's the floor. So Ricky Williams, I covered him. Obviously, everyone remembers, knows the story. And if you don't, basically, he got tired of the NFL's drug testing policy, basically, and let himself get caught smoking marijuana. And his logic was, which is fair, especially now in retrospect, I mean, he was kind of a pioneer at the time. He's like, dude, they're shooting me up with Toradol every game. You know what I mean? Like, that's way worse for you than smoking some weed so my body could heal. You know what I mean? Like,
right. His rationale was, it's worth it.
Right. So, because he collided for a living. He ran the ball 300 and something times a year.
A lot of carries.
It's just insane. So, one game, they're playing in Buffalo in, December or something like that. And his fullback, he goes to his fullback, a guy named Rob Conrad, who played at Syracuse, and, played in the league for, almost 10 years, probably, as the fullback, back when they had fullbacks. And he goes to Rob, hey, Rob, I don't think I can play today. And he's like, what? Are you okay? Are you hurt? What's going on? He's like, it's a big game. They needed the win. They needed, the win to stay in the hunt for the playoffs or something, you know?
Sure.
And he's like, no, it's just too cold. And he's like, what? He's like, yeah, I don't feel like playing, man. It's too cold out here. Because it was, snowing and, a blizzard
Buffalo.
And all that. Yeah. And he's like, are you crazy? He's like, if the coaches find out, they're going to kill you. And he's like, oh, man, all right, fine. I'll just play. That was his greatest single rushing game of his career.
Oh, really?
But just to show you that even guys, some guys are just so talented, like Kyrie, like Ricky was, that it doesn't matter. Even if it's a job, you're just so good at it, it doesn't matter.
I think you're exactly right about that. And that's where Kyrie is. And that's almost... I'm not saying that I wouldn't want to root for that guy if he was on the team that I rooted for, but that's a tough kind of person to play with. You know what I mean? Because you never really know. And I don't mean that in terms of his commitment. His commitment to his skill set is always there.
Yeah.
But the question is whether or not he's motivated enough to try to win that trophy that everybody else wants to win. And I don't know that he is. He's already won one. You know, he's done it.
Right.
So it's tough.
Right.
It's tough to
gauge. Off the checklist, basically.
We got all sorts of calls, bro, on these.
No, let me go to Daniel. Daniel in Anaheim. I'll sneak in one more, and then we got a break only for 2 minutes, and we'll get back to these.
Yes.
Daniel, you're a mailman for 20-plus years, and you say that people are getting it on all the time.
Not all the time, but it happens more often than you would think.
Okay.
And what's kind of weird is most of the time it's carriers with carriers. You know how it is at the job, people hooking up with one another.
Yeah.
We've had carriers that have both been married, then they hook up, they both get a divorce from one another, and then they hook up and get married themselves.
Wow.
So it's not uncommon. It does happen. But now
how scandalous is that at the office, though, when that happens?
It's happened a few times, and of course there's been carriers that have messed around with other carriers that have been single and got married. I myself married, my wife was a male carrier, it happens, you know.
Okay. I need a reality show about this, you know.
We need a reality show.
I feel like he filled in some back details there to justify his own situation. That was a good call.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, keep it coming. 877-710-ESPN. Laura says that all you delivery people are getting it on, man. That's what she said.
You know, sorry.
Oh, you getting it on. You get your freak on.
I need 10,000 more calls on this.
Yes, we need more details on how often this happens. Yeah. Yes, for sure. All right, coming up next, Doc Rivers to the Lakers? It ain't dead yet. I'll tell you why next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, not a Soundgarden. Not a Soundgarden guy.
I mean,
this song's okay.
Me neither.
But great, not great, like my thing.
Great video.
Yeah, not, great video.
Not great song.
No. No. No, I like,
in
you know,
my head.
I was more of a Smashing Pumpkins guy as opposed to Soundgarden.
Yeah.
You know?
Speaking of.
Yeah.
Hey-o. Last segment. Smashing Pumpkins.
I know.
Amazon trucks.
There's plenty more people apparently on
in the community. People are sending us pictures of Amazon trucks now.
Yo, yes. Right. Like, I will never look at it the same.
That's hilarious.
There's a lot of
Laura says that the delivery drivers are getting it on in their trucks and cars.
They call it a tailgate for a reason, but anyway. Hey, look out.
Hey now.
Sorry.
So anyway, real quick, before we get back to the calls, let me tell you about Doc Rivers. So again, I'm at this game yesterday, and I leave said game, and I'm in the car, and I'm watching the all the post-game stuff pop up on my Twitter. And Doc's out there. Now, Funchy, do we have the sound on Doc from yesterday when he basically said it wasn't his fault? Like, he's his job, he's good. Like, right. Everyone else, that's their problem. Do we have that?
Yes, we do.
Let me hear it.
Have you thought about job security?
I don't worry about my job, Howard. I think I do a terrific job, and if you don't, then you should write it. Because I worked my butt off to get this team here. When I first got here, no one picked us to be anywhere. And again, this year, the same thing. So if that's how anyone feels, write it, and I'm going to feel secure about it.
Now, wait a second. Now, I love Doc. I do. I love Doc. Doc is one of the easiest coaches in regards to what I do for a living, okay,
sure.
On that basketball floor. So, but, come on, man. Like, nobody picked you to do anything. You had Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons the first year you were there. Okay? They had gotten to within a crazy Kawhi shot of the conference finals.
Two bounces like, on the rim, yeah.
Right. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, yes, there's been expectations. That was the reason you were hired. That's the reason Brett Brown was fired, okay? Because there are expectations, okay?
I think Doc is distancing himself from this franchise a little bit.
Correct.
In terms of his own reputation, you know.
Yes.
Doc is Doc. Glenn Rivers was a guy long before he coached any basketball team. Never mind after he won anything, you know. And so I think he's sort of looking at this like, I'm still Doc Rivers. These are still the 76ers, and that's still Daryl Morey. Don't love that.
Yeah. It feels like there's battle lines being drawn.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, Harden is drawing his battle lines, and Doc's drawing his battle lines. And Daryl Morey today said, when asked if Doc Rivers will be the coach next year, he said yes. Now, do I believe he's being completely sincere and transparent? No, I don't, actually.
Really?
And I would tell Daryl that, because Daryl is too smart. Daryl knows the Lakers want Doc. Okay? Now, I know not all Laker fans want Doc, because a lot of Laker fans feel like Laura. And I don't know if Funchy feels the same way. Go ahead, say it again.
I don't want
him. Why not?
Go ahead, tell him why you don't want him. I know why you don't want him. Go ahead.
No.
Why?
Go ahead, tell him.
No.
What's the reason?
Because he coached the other team.
Get
out of here, dude.
No.
Are you kidding me?
I just said no.
So if a Clipper came over to the Lakers, you wouldn't want that Clipper?
Depends.
Like Kawhi Leonard or somebody,
I said
Paul
it
George?
Depends.
Get out of here.
There's a million guys.
I wanted
that
Kawhi Leonard
both
in the first place. He didn't want us.
There's a million guys that have played for both teams. You really honestly don't. I mean, listen, I don't think that Doc Rivers would be a good hire for the Lakers. But I don't think that the reason why you don't hire Doc Rivers is because he coached the Clippers.
No, I just don't think he's a good fit.
There's a lot of ways you can criticize Doc, and I think the most of them are fair, okay? However, let's take a different tact with this.
All right.
Because I know that most Laker fans don't want him. They don't want him for a multitude of reasons, some fair, some unfair, some irrational, some rational, okay? But don't you believe, considering some of the issues that have transpired over the last calendar year between LeBron, perhaps the front office. There's been stories about distancing themselves from the Westbrook thing, the front office, and blaming LeBron for that. And, you know, and then Jeannie Buss is going on with our buddy Bill Plaschke and talk, you know, trying to do sing Kumbaya, right? Like nothing's wrong. And there's just a lot going on, right? There's a lot of drama with the Lakers. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. That's okay. That would be the baseline analysis.
Now, don't you think, like, I get it, you know, if you want to hire Charles Lee because you think he's the next Sean McVay, or you want to hire Darvin Ham because you think that, you know, he's the next
Monty
Tyronn
Williams,
Lue,
whatever.
Right?
Yeah,
Tyronn Lue, right? I get all that. But I don't know if those guys are going to be able to come in here and command, to get the necessary command from the locker room right away, and also they're going to have to deal with some growing pains, correct? Because, you know, they've never been head coaches before.
Yeah.
And look, even Ime Udoka, who I love, I was just raving about him last week on this show. He, you know, it was a bumpy ride those first few months, and then he eventually got that ship righted. But not everybody's Ime Udoka, is my point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. And let me ask you something, Sedano, because I said this yesterday.
So, wait. Let me just ask you the question I want to ask you, and then you can say what you want to say.
Go ahead.
Don't you believe they kind of need an adult in the room?
Okay, and so this is exactly what I was getting at. I don't know that I know the answer to that in terms of what the definition of adult in the room means. I honestly think that this team needs a coach, and I said this, I want to say word for word yesterday, the coach that respects the players as much as the players respect the coach. I don't know that the current makeup of this roster is one where you need somebody to come in and say, I'm the man, we're doing it my way, and that's what's going to go. I honestly don't think that's where the Lakers are right now. And so, particularly when you're dealing with somebody that's a former head coach who's been pretty high profile, for once, I actually think it makes sense for the Lakers to hire somebody who's a younger person who needs it a little bit more than the franchise needs them, simply because I just think that the way that things are aligned in terms of what their actual ceiling is for the next 3, 4, 5 seasons – unless the GM is going to change, I don't know that you want somebody that's going to come in and start ruffling feathers because their way or the highway is what's going to happen. I really don't, George.
Yeah, I disagree. Okay. I think they need some structure. I think they need someone.
I think they need structure from a higher level than the head coach on
Oh, no, I would agree with that as well.
I'm getting at. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've been a big proponent of there needs to be an assistant GM that has some – real experience.
Teeth.
And, and can have real say here in the franchise. Or if Rob is, you know, his title's vice president or whatever, bring in a GM that can work alongside him and hire an assistant GM. I'm all about, like, bringing as many people as possible into the room that have cachet, that have experience, and that have been part of winning programs that are not just the Los Angeles Lakers. Because let's face it, the Los Angeles Lakers in the last decade or so have not had a lot of winning.
Not even
other
close.
Than a
but
couple of years.
Let me ask you this, though, and here's the question that comes with Doc, is that Doc has been a front office guy before, too.
He's handled both, yes.
And so are you putting yourself in a tough spot? Let's just say Doc gets hired. Are you putting yourself in a tough spot by, again, adding another kind of de facto GM by having Glenn Rivers as your coach because he's done it before and you've already got a little bit of a tenuous scenario in terms of what
the leadership but he kind of gave that up with the Clippers and was fine with
it. Yeah, because he had to.
Yeah.
But that's not the same thing as when he walks into the – you know what I'm saying?
It's fair.
I don't know.
That's fair. But going back to Morey saying that Doc will be the coach next year, I think he's posturing because I think he knows the Lakers would like him and he's going to be like, all right, what do you want to give me for him?
I could see Doc walking away. I could absolutely see Doc walking away.
So I just think that that's the situation right now with the Lakers and Doc Rivers and all that stuff. But Doc, I thought Doc was trying to get himself fired yesterday. And I was not alone in that assessment on the ride back to the hotel, is what I would say.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah. That was the chatter around the press room?
Yes.
Very well.
And in the Suburban on the way back from from the arena, let's just say, with multiple NBA people in there.
Not in the cruiser van, the Amazon cruiser van.
We were in a Suburban.
Okay, good to know.
Speaking of the cruiser van, there are many people on hold. Laura says delivery drivers are getting it on. Whether you're food delivery driver, Amazon, or whatever, people are getting it on in these trucks and these cars. Let's go to Don Juan. Oh, come on now.
This is a
Don Juan is from Downey.
I'm gonna switch up my name for Teamster 63.
Okay,
sure.
Yeah, just to hold it up. I'm an LTL driver. I'm always trying to convince my wife to. Every time I live close to my route, and I'm always trying to convince her. She always brings me lunch or whatever, and I'm always trying to convince her to let's have some fun. She's too scared. But I have one of my customers.
Oh, no.
All she wants, she's always insinuating herself to me, and she wants to smash. She goes, you're married, I'm married, all I want to do is smash.
Whoa.
But Mr. Teamster 63 is too scared.
Yeah,
I ain't
everything else. Yeah, don't do
brother,
that.
Listen, no. You know, how long you been married?
27 years.
Oof, that's a lot of equity. What I'm saying is this. There's a lot of equity, and my guess is a lot of shared equity. At the very least, from a financial aspect,
Yeah. You're
going to lose half on the trade-in, brother. And that, you don't want that.
Advocates, here he comes.
Don't call this show and ruin your life.
Right?
Okay, yeah. We're here for fun story.
No. And by the way, I'm just saying.
Sorry, I ain't acting on it.
Okay.
All right, you're looking at the menu, you're not selecting.
Listen, I ain't here to tell you. Clinton can tell you about, and Laura can help you about love, and I'm all about love too. But I'm also looking at it from a practicality standpoint. 27 years, that's a long damn time. You got a lot of shared bank accounts is all I'm saying. You better be careful.
All right, guys, have a good day.
Appreciate it. Don Juan. All right. The
Teamster
Bishop
63.
The Bishop, Magic Don Juan.
Aye, aye, aye.
Wow. Right.
877-710-ESPN. Keep it coming, delivery drivers. Keep it coming. We want to hear the stories.
I can't wait.
That one, by the way, took it to a different twist. That's
yeah,
sure.
Right? He just exposed himself. Pardon me, awkward phraseology there, but exposed his activities. I'm like, what are you doing?
I told him to change his voice.
Yes, do
something. I told him to change his voice.
Yeah, my goodness.
Yeah. All right, Radio Tinder in 2 minutes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Mandala. Hey guys.
What up?
All right guys, so Variety Magazine did an interview with Barbara Broccoli, who is the franchise producer of the James Bond series a couple weeks ago.
GoldenEye, look out.
In it, Broccoli says it's going to take some time to find a replacement for the previous James Bond, Daniel Craig. She also said it's a big decision, it's just not a casting role. We're going to have to rethink where we're going to go with this franchise. Now, according to this Variety article, Tom Hardy, Henry Cavill, who is the Superman, and Idris Elba have been whispered about taking over the James Bond role. So, the James Bond franchise people have it right with these three contenders. Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano.
Look, I think Idris Elba should be the guy. I mean, I think he makes the most sense. What's the guy's name that played Bane again? What's his name that you said a second ago? Not Cable, the other guy.
Tom Hardy, Henry
Cavill. Tom Hardy was the guy who played Bane in the Batman movies. Tom Hardy be okay too, but I think Idris Elba, it's time for a James Bond with some soul, is what I would say.
Okay. Yeah. I'll swipe left on this for no other reason than how long does it take to pick a Bond?
Yeah.
This has been a decade discussion. We've been talking about this pre-pandemic. This was a major topic. Like I'm sorry. Like the luster is off the helmet on some level.
You know, and I'm also old enough to remember the time, after Pierce Brosnan, and they're looking for a new Bond too, and they couldn't find anyone.
What is taking so long? I've heard Idris Elba's name mentioned for this for literally the better part of a decade. My interest in who the new Bond is has outlasted. I don't care as much about James Bond at this point. Yes,
has
worn thin because they haven't picked anybody new. Right. What are we doing? Should have happened a while ago. Anyway.
Yeah.
And I like Bond.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Funch?
All right, TGI Fridays came out this week and said something shocking. All of us have been eating a burger wrong.
What?
Lies.
Yes. According to Friday's experts,
yeah, me too.
The best way to eat a burger is to flip it upside down. They say
so. Basically, you're saying the flat part of the bun.
Yes,
on top?
Yes, yes. They say the thicker top bun soaks up the burger juices, helping keep that flavor in for longer.
This is ridiculous. We got into this whole discussion about this yesterday, also, George, at the venue.
Really?
Because I was eating Beyond Burgers, and I was trying to explain to Cap that I like them because they just plain taste better. Yeah. Mason jumped in with the, well, you're not even eating it the right way. You got to flip it upside down.
Oh.
It was a whole thing. I didn't get involved in that particular part. But
so are you eating your burger upside down? Is it the best way to eat your burger? Swipe left or swipe right? Swipe right.
He's like, let me.
Well, you know what? It also makes sense. Now, I've never thought of it, but it also makes sense like from like ergonomics standpoint. Your mouth, the top of your mouth doesn't move as much as the bottom of your jaw comes down to open for the burger, so the rounded part should be the bottom part.
I'm
that
not
does
buying
make
this.
Sense.
Dude, I'm not buying this at all.
Why am like,
that
like,
makes sense.
Laura and I look at each other like, maybe I would bite it this way. It doesn't make sense to me because, again, it all goes to the same place. Like, what are we talking about here? If you can't, if your burger isn't good flipped one way or the other.
How about you just try it one day?
Probably a bad burger. Sure, I'll try it. But like,
just to see.
How different is it going to be?
Reverse the bun.
Going from the
I mean, if I got a burger and like the bottom burgers, the bottom half of the burgers is so soaked up and everything, and it's just
no.
You
I
don't
get it. You're right. That is true. The burger, the bottom of the burger has all the burger juice.
Are we still talking about burgers?
Yes.
Of course we are.
All right, just making sure.
I was like, what?
It's not like when Mason eats the steaks in his bed and he's got the steak juice all over the place.
That was an Amazon truck joke. Anyways, yes. Go on. Sorry.
All right, guys. So my last one. In another dumb story from Funchapalooza, which is my wedding happening in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Whoa! Slow down. You're getting married in 2 weeks?
Yeah, I'm getting married in 2 weeks.
Where?
Everybody's crashing the wedding, bro.
Yeah. Downtown LA. Downtown LA.
Don't reveal the location, but tell me the type of venue.
It's a really nice venue in sort of the warehouse district of, you know.
Okay.
I'll show you pictures during the break.
Okay, so it's not a hotel. Nice. Yeah. It's not a house.
No. It's a warehouse, basically.
Nice.
My mother called me a couple days ago and asked me if I'm inviting my cousin Benny.
Oh, here we go.
Now, while me and my cousin Benny were tight when we were, you know, young and kids and stuff like that, played with each other all the time, we lost touch, man. We lost touch, you know, for years. I haven't seen this guy literally twice in 20 years, guys.
Is Benny a
thug? Oh, come on. You can't be invited. Cousin Benny?
Cousin Benny. Cousin Benny. So my mom
twice
asked
in 20
me,
years, bro? No, thank you.
Yes, my mom asked me, are you inviting Cousin Benny? And I'm like, nope. Mom, I don't see this guy and blah, blah, blah. I didn't go to his wedding or anything. You know?
Is Benny a thug?
Benny's not a thug. He's a nice guy.
So then invite Benny. What are we doing?
What? No.
Have you ever seen him in 20 years?
No. Swipe left or swipe right that I should feel guilty in not inviting Cousin Benny to my wedding.
Swipe right. I'm jumping the gun here. If your mama wants some nair, he should beat it.
Yeah, but I ain't. Negative. I never. That's I have not name. Seen him forever. I don't even talk to him.
Who's paying for this?
I mean, we're all paying. You know, I'm paying some of it too. You know.
Okay.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
She threw some money in. I'll say that she threw some money.
Okay,
in.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, you know, like it's very late in the game to be inviting Cousin Benny.
Exactly. Two days ago, he's asking me about this.
What is the downside to Cousin Benny being there?
There's no downside.
By the way, if I'm Cousin Benny and I know the wedding's in 2 weeks, I know I didn't make the original cut either. So that's also kind of like
I feel like Cousin Benny might pull up. That's the reason why the invite is
Cousin Benny pulls
necessary.
Up, it's fine. But I just feel like if I invite somebody 2 weeks out that's a relative, they might feel offended.
I'm out. Yeah. My mom made me do that too, and I did it because I didn't want the grief.
I have an idea, George. Tell your mama if she wants him there, she can invite him.
Dude,
straight up.
Yeah.
Be like,
listen, crash
if you want him to come, you can tell him he can come.
Wait, you didn't go to Cousin Benny's wedding?
I did not go to Cousin Benny's wedding.
Then, man, you don't need to invite him.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Exactly. Yeah. I haven't seen him. I've seen him twice in 20 years,
you
guys.
You didn't go to his wedding or you weren't invited?
Wasn't invited. If I was invited, I probably would have gone.
Was your mama invited?
My mom was not invited.
Hell no.
Yeah, never mind. All bets are off.
Here's the thing. Me and Cousin Benny's mothers. They were really tight back in the day, and they lost kind of, you know, lost touch or whatever, and they got back together.
She wants to break bread and build some bridges.
I think that's what it is. I think
you do that at Christmas, bro. It ain't your wedding.
Yeah, you don't do that. No wedding. Tell.
That's for Christmas.
No offense.
I don't know that I agree here. I think you could be the bigger human and say, hey, guess what, Cousin Benny?
Man. man, give me the violin.
Cousin Benny got two kids.
Hell no.
I'm going to send you the Uber X.
No.
You
know what I'm saying? Cousin
Benny, not the Uber Black. No. The Uber X. You know what I'm saying?
Cousin Benny lives in Massachusetts, so I don't know if he's going to come.
What? He's got a fly, too.
Oh, he ain't coming.
And he's got two small kids.
No, hell no.
You said no kids at your wedding.
I know, but I'm just saying, I don't think he's going to drop his life or whatever just to come to my wedding in 2 weeks.
He can watch the live stream.
Then you know what? You actually doing him a favor.
Fair enough.
Exactly, man. Exactly, man.
I didn't have all the information. Pardon me.
See?
I jumped the gun on that. I jumped the gun on that. Cousin Benny.
Yeah. You got one more or no?
That's it. That's all I got for you guys.
Oh, okay.
I thought Cousin Benny might be like Benito.
Nah, man. He's, you know, just a regular dude from Massachusetts. Didn't invite me to his wedding, so.
Was his wedding in Massachusetts?
I think it was, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't owe him anything, man.
That's what I'm saying. My mom is calling me like, oh, I got, Cousin Benny's mom on
call
the phone.
Call your mom right
now.
I'm going to tell you you don't need to invite Cousin
Benny. I was going to say, get her on the line. We can chalk talk this right here, right now.
Dude, I don't be trying to get all our moms on the
line. Probably shouldn't do that. Not on Friday the 13th.
Nah. Do we got any more drivers on the phone?
We do. We got Frank from Canoga Park on the Frank, line six.
Frank, what do you got, man?
Hey, what's up, man? That's Terry.
Frank's in the truck right now.
Are you in the truck right now? Because we hear you, like, far away.
I'm sorry, bro. It's because I'm working right now. I had to go back to my phone.
You're good.
Okay. Yeah, dude. I actually just got caught up a couple weeks ago over here, man.
What?
I do the route over here. Yeah, dude. I was in a 3-year relationship, and, there's a cute little honey over here in San Fernando.
Ooh.
I deliver to her every month. Every month, dude. I deliver cat litter to her.
Oh.
So, you know, I didn't really use my
Now I get it.
Like, yeah, I No. I actually do deliver cat.
Okay, quick question, Frank.
That's not code for anything.
Yeah, well, if it's not code then and you're delivering cat litter, let me ask you, Frank, what year did this customer of yours, let's just say, graduate from high school if you're delivering cat litter?
What year?
Yeah. Is she old or is she young?
Thank you, George.
Oh, no. She's my age for sure.
She's okay. Just a cat person.
That's a sus thing. That's a sus thing. Mm-mm.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, I got caught up. I was in a really toxic relationship, and my girlfriend would go through my phone, and
I got caught up, man.
You out here doing some dirt.
Yeah, you weren't sharing your location with your girl, were you?
No, bro. No, of course not. No,
good job.
No. Yeah. But yeah, dude, that's the story.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Cat litter.
Cat litter.
That's the code.
That's
the
end.
Hey, girl, you want some cat litter?
Hashtag cat litter. Clump free. Sorry. I don't know why I said that.
Oh, did y'all read what I sent y'all?
So, yes, I read what you sent us. I'm not going to read it on air.
Well, you can.
No, I know.
No.
That's what I'm saying. People not are out really. Here out of control.
People are messaging me stuff about their packages.
Again, by the way, y'all, please call the program with your stories. Please don't give away your locations that are on your routes, y'all. Yeah.
Don't use real names either.
Don't use real names.
Yeah, we've been telling you. You can use
make
fake
it
names.
Up. You know?
Good. Don Juan had the right idea.
Yep. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you want your chance to win VIP tickets to the sold-out Mandy Awards on June 24th? All you got to do is download the all-new ESPN LA app from your app store, regardless of who your
delivering cat litter to.
You can get cat litter from there, I would imagine. We'll have some for you there. So download the ESPN LA app, and you can win your way into the Mandy's by downloading the app. Yes, you can. We're going to do a contest on the app. So download the app. Look into the contest there. Click on the contest button when you download the ESPN LA app. Go to your app store, whether you have an Android phone or an iPhone or whatever. Just download the app, ESPN LA app, and you can win your way into the Mandy's. All right, coming up next, our boy Blake Harris talking some Dodger baseball normally on Thursdays, but because we were on remote yesterday and I wasn't here and it was just going to be a mess to try to talk to him from on remote, we pushed it back to Friday. A lot of Dodger stuff. Clinton and I started the show talking about the Dodgers and Clayton Kershaw and all this stuff going on. So we'll get into that with Blake. He's going to join us in 2 minutes. Yo. Luke Diamond Phillips killed this role.
Best role he's ever played in his life, not close.
Incredible.
Richie! Not close.
Yeah. Esaias Morales. Yeah. Richie!
I mean,
what a great movie.
I know Lou Diamond Phillips because of this period.
Yeah.
And that's
not Young Guns.
Young Guns was after, no?
Yeah, it was after.
Young Guns. Yeah. How dare you bring up Young Guns on a Friday, making me feel like I want to go home and watch that. You know what I'm saying? Because I have nothing better.
Young Guns 2 was better, too.
Young Guns 2 was way better. Yeah. But he was also in this weird other weird movie. But Richie Valens, Lou Diamond Phillips, La Bamba, I mean, it's all the same to me on some level.
Great movie.
Bolo ties, the whole deal. Great.
Yeah.
Love it.
For sure. All right, let's talk some Dodger baseball here with our buddy Blake Harris, our insider, who joins us every single week, normally on Thursdays at around 5:45, but because everything was crazy yesterday on remote and all the stuff with the Lombardi party, trophy party, all that stuff, and I wasn't around, we pushed Blake back. He's kind enough to join us today. So, Blake, thank you so much. Do you have a are you even old enough to have seen La Bamba, or have you ever seen it? Young Guns, any of that resonate with you at all or no?
It resonates a little, but I do think that was just before my time. I think a couple years before. So I know of it, but if you were to ask me to explain La Bamba, you wouldn't get a great answer out of me.
Fair enough. It's all good, but I just figured because I know that there's an age gap here between us, but I'm always curious. All right, so let's talk about the Dodgers real quick. What level of concern should we have about Clayton Kershaw? Because I'm a big believer of, clearly, the biggest predictor of future injury is past injury. And we're talking about 5 years' worth of injuries, and this is a guy who has been throwing 85 pitches max, okay, in his starts this season, and we already are dealing with an IL stint. What is your level of concern, first for him individually, and then for the overall starting rotation situation?
Right, that's the whole thing with Clayton Kershaw this season. You know, they've been limiting his pitch count. Obviously, they took him out of that perfect game about a month ago because they wanted to, you know, make sure he doesn't get injured. And what happens while they're being cautious with him? Well, he gets injured. And today, this injury was something I had never heard of. I was having to Google this, and I still didn't really get an answer. But it's an SI joint inflammation that I guess has to do with, like, your lower back / buttocks. So I guess, thankfully, it's not his arm that's hurt right now. It's just his lower back. But I guess the fact that it's not his arm, I'm not as concerned because, you know, he's dealt with those in the past. That's what ended his season last year. But, yeah, it's definitely not ideal considering they're watching his pitch count. They're making sure they limit his innings. And, again, 4 weeks into the season, he's already hurt. He spoke to reporters today, said he's doing just fine. He expects to only miss probably 2 or 3 starts. It's not going to be any longer than a couple of weeks. So I guess that's a bit of good news. But, yeah, although he's injured every year, usually it comes in the middle portion of the season or the end of the season. I don't recall him ever, you know, hitting the IL this early in the season. So a little bit concerning. But, again, if it's his lower back, luckily I haven't reached that age yet where I have to deal with lower back issues, so I can't relate to him just yet. But hopefully it's just a couple weeks.
Bro, I was just about to say, you have to Google SI joint. I got SI joint ads all over my Instagram feed constantly as to how to relieve pain in that, because that is definitely an old guy injury. But I appreciate you saying that. Let me ask you this question. How concerned are you about dropping these – how concerned do you think Dodgers fans should be about dropping these series to relatively lowly teams? You got the Pirates, you got the Snakes, and, you know, before that you had the Rockies. What do you think about sort of the expectations of this squad versus showing up in certain places and not being able to get a series win?
Yeah, you know, early in the season, it was, you know, to the Rockies, the D-backs, you know, those were NL's opponents, but, you know, those were only a few games, so – not a whole lot of concern. But, you know, then they lose a game to the Tigers at home that they should win. Then they lose 2 out of 3 to the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are going to be one of the worst teams in all of baseball this season. So obviously you're not going to be able to beat these teams 10 out of 10 times, but you should at least be winning series against the teams that you should beat. And in the 2 games the Dodgers lost to the Pirates, they were simply outplayed. I couldn't tell you what the payroll is for the Pittsburgh Pirates, but I feel like Clayton Kershaw might be making more money this year than that entire roster combined. So definitely not the kind of losses you want to see early in the season. And then even last night, they played a Phillies team that has been struggling to start the season. And essentially, they looked like a team filled with, you know, all-stars compared to the Dodgers. So again, it's a month. You don't want to get, you know, too overblown with a lot of things. But the Dodgers have been dropping a lot of games, you know, that against teams they should be beating. I guess the silver lining is when they play teams above 500 that are likely going to be in playoff contention, they've been doing pretty well against them. So, yeah, I don't know if it's just not waking up to face your competition. Maybe they just don't have the same amount of energy. But, yeah, not ideal when, again, you're dropping 2 of 3 to the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Our Dodger insider, Blake Harris, joining us here normally Thursdays at 5:45, but because of our situation yesterday, he's joining us today. We're thankful to have him here before the weekend closes out. I saw that Dave Roberts had mentioned that David Price could be rejoining the Dodgers in about a week or so. Do you believe there's any shot that he could get a potential start?
I would think so, because the Dodgers' starting rotation has taken so many hits recently, and not to mention I still think they have to play like 7 games over the next 6 days. But this whole David Price situation has been kind of weird. He was placed on the COVID IL about 3 weeks ago with COVID, and he's been COVID-free for about 2.5 weeks, and he's still on the COVID IL, and now they're saying, yeah, he might be ready to go next week. So not exactly certain what's going on with him. Hopefully he's able to throw 2 or 3 innings, because, yeah, come next week, the Dodgers are desperately going to need some arms, because now they're talking about having to call up guys from the minors that have never pitched in the big leagues. They're talking about adding guys from the AAA roster that haven't pitched in the big leagues in a couple of years. So there's going to be a lot of arms that we're going to be seeing from the Dodgers over the next week or so. And hopefully David Price is one of them, because he's a guy you don't necessarily need him to throw, you know, 5 or 6 scoreless innings. But if he can give you 4 innings of one-run ball, I think the Dodgers are desperately going to need that. So we'll see if he's ready to go by next Tuesday or Wednesday, because last I heard he's only been throwing about 2 innings, maybe 3, and I don't know if that's quite the number the Dodgers are looking for just yet.
Blake, Cody Bellinger went yard recently, and the entire situation with him this season has been relatively up and down in terms of what people think that he's going to be able to contribute over the course of the year. What do you think his best role is on this team right now?
I mean, I think his best role is just providing gold glove defense in center field. I mean, I've talked about this before, but I honestly think he's one of the best center fielders in all of baseball. And we've seen just how great he is with the glove, his speed. I mean, the balls that he's able to track down, most outfielders wouldn't be able to track those down. So I think he's already a huge plus for the Dodgers whenever he's out there in the outfield. And again, this is a guy that when things are clicking in the lineup, he's the 5th or 6th best hitter. Obviously, you want him to be hitting, you know, above 200. He'll take the home runs every now and then. But as long as he's giving great at-bats and getting on base, again, he just has to be their 6th or 7th best hitter. But as long as he's healthy and in there every day and playing gold glove defense in center field, I think the Dodgers will take that every day.
Blake Harris with us here. All right, before we let you go, our producer Laura told the story that apparently delivery drivers, whether it's you know, packages or some of the food delivery services, you know, they're getting a little lonely is what we would say in their vehicles. So just be careful when you order food these days. There may have been some frolicking going on near your packages is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm pretty much good to go when it comes to the food delivery service. But, yeah, after hearing some of these bits, I think I'm going to stay clear. I think okay. I'm going to stay far, far away. And make sure I avoid this as best as possible.
Yeah, the segment is called "What You Need to Know" with Laura, so we wanted to make sure you needed
you
to
knew,
know.
Yeah,
you knew what you needed to know. You know, so there you go. Blake, where can people find your work, real quick?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Blake Harris TBLA, and you guys can also find me all my writing at blakeharris.substack.com. And I wanted to say one final thing, guys. I heard your tail end of the conversation earlier about eating hamburgers upside down.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend does that, and I've thought she's crazy for the longest time. So there are people out there that eat their cheeseburgers upside down.
There
it's
is
not
a community.
Made up.
There is a community.
There well, is a community out there.
Yeah. She's been clearly doing it right. We're all doing it wrong. So she's onto something, and we're not. So there you have it.
Apparently.
Blake, we'll talk to you next week, pal. Thanks again for making the change this week.
Have a great weekend, guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Blake.
You got it. Follow him on Twitter, at Blake Harris, TBLA is where you find his work, and he does fantastic work.
How old is he specifically? Like,
he's in his 20s, I want to say.
Do you think he's ever seen – do you think he knows how to load a VHS player?
Probably not.
Probably.
We can ask him that next time he's on.
Yeah.
I'll ask him. Just for you. All right. By the way, this hour brought to you by our friends at Tequila Mandala. When we did Radio Tinder, it was presented by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small-batch premium sipping tequila made from the finest mature agaves. Available everywhere. Fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, and do what I do. Demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. Mandala. All right. What You Need to Know is coming back in a couple minutes. Plus, is the Phil Jackson thing with the Lakers a good thing? Is his influence going to be a net positive? Let's touch on that on the other side. Stick around. We're back in 2 minutes.